With the ringing of that school bell, we know it's time to begin the Warren County Radio Bible School. I invite you at this time to get your Bible and turn to the book of Mark. That's the second book in the New Testament. You've heard it many times, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And so turn to the book of Mark and find chapter 7. And we're going to read from Mark chapter 7, verses 1 through 23, as we continue this lesson on Jesus among friends and foes. And we're reading several accounts of the controversy that Jesus had with his foes, the Pharisees. Now, as you're turning your Bible to Mark chapter 7, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across Mount Zion Road. When we're meeting in our normal times, we have Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I'm Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now let's turn to the passage we're going to read at this time. Another story about Jesus and the conflict he had with the Pharisees. And in Mark chapter 7, we read, beginning in verse 1, "And there are gathered together unto him the Pharisees, and certain of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem, and had seen that some of his disciples ate their bread with defiled, that is, unwashing hands. For the Pharisees and all the Jews, except they wash their hands diligently, eat not, holding the tradition of the elders. And when they come from the marketplace, except they bathe themselves, they eat not. And many other things there are which they have received to hold, washings of cups and pots and brazen vessels. And the Pharisees and the scribes ask him, Why walk not thy disciples according to the tradition of the elders, but eat their bread with defiled hands? And he said unto them, Well did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites, as it is written, This people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching as their doctrines the precepts of men. Matthew 7 and verse 8. Ye leave the commandment of God, and hold fast the tradition of men. And they said unto him, Full well do you reject the commandment of God, that ye may keep your tradition. For Moses said, Honor thy father and thy mother, and he that speaketh evil of father and mother, let him die the death. But ye say, If a man shall say to his father or his mother, That wherewith thou mightest been profited by me, it is Corban, that is to say, given to God, ye no longer suffer him to do aught for his father or his mother, making void the commandment of God by your tradition, which ye have delivered, and by many such like things ye do. And he called unto him the multitude again, and said unto them, Hear me, all of you, and understand. There is nothing from without the man that goeth into him can defile him, but the things which proceed out of the man are those that defile the man. Matthew 7 and verse 17. And when he was entered into the house from the multitude, his disciples asked him the parable. And he said unto them, Are ye so without understanding also? Perceive ye not that whatsoever cometh from without goeth into the man, it cannot defile him, because it goeth not into his heart, but into his belly, and goeth out into the draught. This, he said, making all meats clean. And he said, That which proceedeth out of the man, that defileth the man. For without the heart of man, evil thoughts proceed, fornication, thefts, murders, adulteries, covetings, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, railing, pride, foolishness. All these things proceed from within, and they defile the man. Well, that is Jesus among his foes, the Pharisees. Let me read again this account about Jesus among his friends. Let me read from Luke chapter 10, verses 38 and 39. Here it says, "And they went on their way. They'd entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at the Lord's feet and heard his word." It says they were on their way. Well, they're on their way to Jerusalem. Jesus and his apostles came to Bethany. Bethany was less than 2 miles east of Jerusalem, and it was the home of Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. These good people loved Jesus, and he loved them, and frequently stopped with them. We read a touching account of that relationship that Jesus had with this little family in the book of John. And I want to begin reading in John chapter 11. It says in John 11 and verse 1, "Now a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, of the village of Mary and her sister Martha. And it was that Mary, who anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. The sisters therefore sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. But when Jesus heard it, he said, This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified thereby. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. When therefore he had heard that he was sick, he abode at that time 2 days in the place where he was. Then after this he said to his disciples, Let us go into Judea again. The disciples say unto him, Rabbi, the Jews were but now seeking to stone thee, and thou goest thither again? Jesus answered, Are there not 12 hours in the day? If a man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because the light is not in him. These things spake he, and after this he said unto them, Our friend Lazarus is fallen asleep, but I go that I may wake him out of sleep. The disciples therefore said unto him, Lord, if he's fallen asleep, he will recover. Now Jesus had spoken of his death, but they thought that he spake of taking rest in sleep. Then Jesus therefore said unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. And I'm glad for your sakes that I was not there, to do the intent that ye may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. Thomas therefore, who is called Didymus, said unto his fellow disciples, Let us also go, that we may die with him. So when Jesus came, he found that he had been in the tomb 4 days already. Now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off, and many of the Jews had come to Mary and Martha to console them concerning their brother. Martha, therefore, when she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat in the house. Martha, therefore, said unto Jesus, Lord, as thou hast been here, my brother had not died. But even now I know that whatsoever thou shalt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus said unto her, Thy brother shall rise again. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth on me, though he die, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth on me shall never die. Believest thou this? She said unto him, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, even he that cometh into the world. And when she had said this, she went away and called Mary, her sister, secretly, saying, The teacher is here and calleth thee. And she, when she heard it, arose quickly and went to him. Now Jesus was not yet come into the village, but was still in the place where Martha met him. The Jews then who were with her in the house and were consoling her, when they saw Mary, that she rose quickly and went out, followed her, supposing that she was going into the tomb to weep there. Mary, therefore, when she came to where Jesus was and saw him, fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping who came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled, and said, Wherefore have ye laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. The Jews therefore said, Behold how he loved him. But some of them said, Could not this man who opened the eyes that was blind have caused this man also should not die? Jesus therefore again, groaning in himself, cometh to the tomb. Now it was a cave, and a stone lay against it. Jesus saith, Take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time the body decayeth, for they have been dead 4 days. Jesus said unto her, Said I not unto thee, that if thou believest, thou shouldest see the glory of God? So they took away the stone. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou heardest me. And I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of the multitude that standeth around, I said it, that they may believe that thou didst send me. And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. He that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said unto him, Loose him and let him go. Many therefore the Jews who came to Mary and beheld that which he did believed on him. But some of them went away to the Pharisees and told them the things Jesus had done. The chief priests therefore and the Pharisees gathered a council and said, What do we? For this man doeth many signs. If we let him thus alone, all men will believe on him, and the Romans will come and take away both our place and our nation. But a certain one of them, Caiaphas, being high priest that year, said unto them, Ye know nothing at all, nor do ye take account that it is expedient for you that one man should die for the people, and that the whole nation perish not. Now this he said not of himself, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus should die for the nation, and not for the nation only, but that he might also gather together into one the children of God that are scattered abroad. So from that day forth they took counsel that they might put him to death. John chapter 11 and verse 54. Jesus therefore walked no more openly among the Jews, but departed thence into the country near to the wilderness, into a city called Ephraim, and there he tarried with his disciples. Now the Passover of the Jews was at hand, and many went up to Jerusalem out of the country before the Passover to purify themselves. They sought therefore for Jesus, and spake one with another as they stood in the temple, What think ye, that he will come to the feast? Now the chief priests and Pharisees had given commandment that if any knew whence he was, he should show it, that they might take him. John chapter 12. Jesus therefore 6 days before the Passover came to Bethany where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. So they made him a supper there, Martha served, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at meat with him. Mary therefore took a pound of ointment of pure nard, very precious, and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples that should betray him, saith, Why was not this ointment sold for 300 shillings and given to the poor? Now this he said, not because he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief, and having the bag took away what was put therein. Jesus therefore said, Suffer her to keep it against the day of my burying, for the poor you have always with you, but me ye have not always. We'll continue this study of Jesus with his friends at the next class.